have told you 100 times that women are good for nothing. See what I mean?
Light of my life. If the water heater isn't working and the water's cold, what does that have to do with women?
It has everything to do with them. I've been wanting to take a shower for the past 3 nights, but the water's freezing cold.
Listen to me, my darling son, because I have something to say. In the old days, they either used public baths or filled a pot with water and poured it all over themselves.
That's when cavemen roamed the earth. It's past the year 2000, so what do I do now?
She's bringing someone to fix it right now. So please stop nagging about it.
She can't just bring anybody off the street. Tell her she needs to bring a heating technician, and fast!
She's left to bring someone.
Whenever something goes wrong, a woman is involved.
I know you don't believe that. Stop repeating every single little thing Mabubeh's husband tells you. I really do wish you would become the building manager. Then you'd stop nagging at us women.
Well, I think I can do a much better job. At least I'm smarter than them. All they know how to do is plant flowers, fix the heater!
Reza, don't yell, they'll all hear you.
I'm yelling so they'll hear me.
Yeah.
I stink. I can't stand it anymore. Tell me what to do. I want to take a shower. Can you warm up some water for me so I can pour it over my head?
Yeah. So you've finally given in to the caveman style, have you? Son, darling, fill that big pot with water and put it on the stove.
Mabub. Mina. Mabub. Well, you look at this for God's sakes. What's for dinner? There's no food anywhere. There isn't even a piece of bread in here. Nothing. There's nothing to eat. There's nothing in the fridge. Mabub! Look at this mess. Oh. Mabub!
Yes, I saw his work. I liked it. Me? No, my paintings aren't finished yet. They'll be ready by this fall.
Why is the water still cold?
Hold on a minute. Tomorrow, they're supposed to come and fix it tomorrow.
Why tomorrow? We gave him so much money. Why tomorrow?
I'll call you back later. Why are you so impatient? They'll fix it tomorrow.
It's been already 1 month. And they still haven't been able to fix it. All you women care about are the looks.
If you think you can do a better job, then go ahead. Don't you see how beautiful the yard has become?
If I wanted to do it myself, I wouldn't have chosen someone else. I would have done it myself. What good is a beautiful yard if you can't take a shower?
They'll fix it. Stop nagging.
Women can't manage a building. The only thing you're good for is sewing and knitting.
Don't you remember how awful the building looked when it was being managed by a man?
I remember. Everything was clean and orderly.
I thought I'd have more time on my hands if I resigned, but I've become a housewife.
Oh, hi, Jahangir. When did you come in? I didn't see you come home.
Hello. What have you cooked for dinner?
I thought we'd have a small snack or something.
You mean let's have a small snack again? I'm starving to death, Mabub.
By the way, have a look at the invoice on the table. It's from Marzieh. It's nothing, really.
Well, flowers for the front yard, stairway, and the mirror, what?
You saw the new mirror in the stairway, right?
The hell with that. It's just $5,000.
Let me see. No. It's 50,000 grand.
Why is it so expensive? Do I look like I have a pot of gold? I work all day collecting change from passengers, and now I have to pay 50,000?
Don't you see how beautiful the yard has become? Don't you see how clean and beautiful the stairways have become? Well, these are things that cost money. We have to pay for them.
Were you breaking walnut shells with your hands?
No. You know, Marzieh told me there's something wrong with the water heater. The poor girl didn't know how to fix it, so I fixed it for her. What's so funny?
Nothing. So did you fix it?
Yes, I fixed it. Listen, there's the screw I think it's called. It's called, Jigulte? You know, what's the name? Jongir, I'm being serious. Listen. I tightened it. Should I have done that?
Stop it. You're killing me.
I did it for you. For you. Even though I was tired when I came home from work, I tried to help her fix the water heater so that you could take a hot shower when you came home. And now you're making fun of me?
Stop making such a big deal out of this nonsense. They're your neighbors. Be kind to them.
Whatever.
Be very kind to them. Darling, would you like me to pour you some tea?
Yes, thank you. All right already. Will you please stop making fun of me?
Don't tighten the screw too tight, otherwise you'll break it. You poor thing. What did you call it? Jigga what? Jigaloofa?
If I had any idea it would cheer you up so much, I would try and fix things around here more often. You're just unbelievable.
Here you go, sweetie.
Don't sit down. Don't sit down. Get up and go fix the water heater, and then you can come and sit down.
Oh. No way.
Hey, listen. The water is cold.
I don't care.
You'll freeze in the shower.
I don't care.
I won't cook any dinner.
Don't take advantage of me just because I'm laughing. Fix dinner. What, my boob? You didn't have to fix dinner tonight because I'm completely stuffed with laughter. Make some jigaburrasa.
When I was single, I used to eat eggs once a day. Now that I have a wife, nothing has changed. Except I'm eating eggs 3 times a day. I'm the one doing the cooking. Crazy, isn't it?
It's not my fault that you only know how to make eggs. So, are you saying you got a wife just so that she can cook for you?
No, of course not, you know. Darling, why would you say that? All I mean is that you've been so occupied with the building that you don't do any housework.
There's a lot of work. We really need more money.
You don't have to do so much. You don't need to redecorate every single part of the...
We really need more money.
You don't have to do so much. You don't need to redecorate every single part of the building.
I still have to fix the water heater, the roof. I have no choice. I need to hire more people to fix them.
You mean I have to keep giving money?
Well, yes.
How much more? And how? I don't have any more. Come on.
You have to pay for a beautiful home.
Why do you keep saying beautiful home? Our home hasn't become beautiful. You're spending all the money on the stairways and the front yard and not our home.
Setare says that no matter how people live, their lifestyles become a habit.
You keep saying Setare this, Setare that. If you're the building manager, then why is she making all the decisions? Why don't you use your brain?
I like her opinions. If it wasn't for her...
Why is this place such a mess?
What's going on?
What will come to those who ridicule and laugh at the prophets? This is not something you want to do.
Arrest and question any stranger who sets foot in the city, do you understand? I don't want one word spoken without our guards hearing and recording what was said.
At a time when sadness and futility reigned, everyone hopes for salvation.
For years, the rabbis at this temple, including myself, have anxiously awaited the arrival of the Messiah.
Has he been born yet?
He has. I heard his cries with my own ears.
The child that I wanted to devote to you has turned out to be a girl.
The boy we await will be a great man. However, he has to be born to a great and pious mother, a woman even more virtuous than you, Hannah. The promised Messiah will be born to your daughter.
She is your servant, your humble servant. This is Mary.
A holy girl, a holy woman, a holy child.
God knows there is no other human being like the girl in your arms. She has greatness within her. Much more greatness than anybody realizes, my dear.
No girl has ever served in a temple. No female has ever entered this holy place.
The Chosen One.
Well, Zechariah, I heard you're making a hut in the temple for Mary.
Is it possible that Mary could someday be Christ's mother?
Whatever may happen to your daughter is God's will. The health and well-being of every person rests in his hands. I can only pray for your child and her health. The voice said, God has chosen you, Mary. It called out my name, along with the name of three other women. That voice was so beautiful. Oh, Grandfather, the way it said those names.
The Christ will come and abolish these money-loving hypocrites who would keep them in bondage. He will loose their bindings.
How can we be expected to speak to a newborn baby?
Saint Mary, coming soon on iFilm.
Does this place look like a home or a bazaar? I swear it looks like a flea market. The nicer I am to you, the lazier you get. Why is this house such a mess? I don't understand.
Now you see, Marzia, all of this has happened because of you.
I can't take
me?
This anymore.
It's not my fault.
No, I won't deal with this.
Let's go.
What is it? Why are you?
Let's go down and talk to them before they hurt each other.
No, let's go. Let's go now. Come on. Let's just go.
What if they kill each other?
Let's just go. Come on.
Okay, I'll go downstairs and you go up.
I'm going. Let's go.
Then you go down and I'll go up. Come on, let's go. Come on.
Just go back home. Just go. Go.
If she doesn't plan on cleaning anymore, she should let me know right now.
All right, there's no need to yell.
Of course I need to yell. She needs to know who the boss is around here.
Hey, come on, sit down.
Actually, you know what? He wasn't yelling. No. He wasn't yelling. What he was doing was letting out the frustration of all the men that ever lived in this world.
Sit down and stop trying to act manly, would you? Whose side are you on, the men or the women? When you're with the women, you say one thing, and when you're with us, you say the exact opposite, I'm telling you.
He's always encouraging you to yell at the women, but he never does it himself.
You're both simple-minded. You're both simple-minded. I would love it if our women were...
Don't lie.
Were to...
Whatever.
No, about what?
Yeah, right.
Run hard into a stone wall, but I don't want us to pay for their medication.
The things you think about.
If things keep going like this, we're doomed. Soon the women won't even show the smallest respect for the men around here.
What's all this nonsense you're talking about? What's this imaginary war you've created between men and women here? Mr. Yosefi, if you're frustrated with your passengers, it's not right for you to take it out on your poor wife and child. Is that how you please God?
No, sir, I swear it's not it. They annoy you. They make you want to scream. Between you and me, I was just trying to intimidate her. It didn't work. So as a man, I had to yell so I wouldn't look weak.
Sir, you should know that it's not manly to yell at your wife and children. Especially not for someone like you, who has a kind and loyal wife. You should appreciate your wife more. You shouldn't yell at her at all.
I don't understand why he thinks he's too good to clean or cook. The only thing he knows how to do as a man is to yell.
And this is the thanks that I get for all the hard work that I do in the house.
Mommy, don't be so upset.
No, I'm not, darling.
Mabube, sweetie, why do you have to argue with him all the time? A wife shouldn't constantly argue with her husband.
You just expect her to shut her mouth and let him say whatever he wants to her. Is that it?
Hey, don't look at it that way. When he comes home from work, he's tired, he's hungry. She should put herself in his shoes.
No one ever puts themselves in my shoes. I'm working too, and I get tired too. Miss Ferengis, why don't you ever tell Jahangir to try and put himself in my shoes, huh?
Sir, could you just tell us one thing, please? Just tell us, how do we deal with this gang?
What gang, sir?
The gang of women.
But you're not married. What problem could you possibly have with the women?
I think I have it worst among all of you. My mother is a woman too, you know. Women ruin everything.
What's a little baby talking about? You have a long way to go before you get married and you understand how difficult life is with a woman.
Calm down. Well, it looks like I'm going to have to talk to the women myself.
There you go. Sir, let them really have it.
This is great. I told you it'll work, huh? Women make lousy managers.
I know. I already knew that. I'm just thankful to God you two realize this as well. That's it.
Yes, what is it?
I'm sorry. Can I speak to you in private for a few moments?
Do you see how they ruin their day by arguing and yelling at one another over such a silly matter?
Honestly, I really didn't expect this. It's really unfortunate. Everybody wants to be able to relax and rest when they come home.
I apologize to you on behalf of everyone,
no,
really.
I wasn't talking about myself. I meant the others. I think something's going on in this building that's causing the men and women to fight amongst themselves.
I think they're just making a big deal out of nothing. It's just that when the women are doing the work in the building, it prevents them from doing the housework. Her husband came home, he saw the house as a mess, so he starts complaining and yelling.
No. That's not the problem. I think that the men just can't stand to see a young woman take the job as building manager.
Mr. Firdaus, I realize what you're saying, but it's no excuse at all to constantly fight and argue with their wives over such a small matter, don't you think?
Yes, but they don't have your wisdom to understand that. I would like to hold another meeting with them. What do you think about that? Do you agree?
That's fine with me. Just tell me when and I'll let them know.
Tomorrow night. We'll meet with them tomorrow night and we'll discuss this matter with them. Can I just ask you a favor? I'm going to propose something in the meeting, and I don't want you to disagree with me, all right? Can you do that?
Me? All right, sure, anything you say.
Thank you very much. Sorry for taking up your time.
You're welcome. Welcome. Disagree with what?
I'll tell you the truth. The women haven't done a bad job.
No, come on, shut up. I personally would rather die than let a bunch of women take over the management of this building. I'm serious, even if it's my own mother. Doesn't matter.
You're too young for that job.
All right. So, everyone has just heard Miss Asadi's report. Since becoming manager, she and all the other women have worked very, very hard. Yes, the building looks much nicer than before. It really does. Yeah, I don't want to go into details, but there have been some problems as well. I was talking to her today, and it seems as if some of the men don't want her... Well, how can I put it? They don't want her to continue her job as building manager.
All the men?
Yeah.
Very well. If that's the case, then we have to put it to a vote again.
In my opinion, we need to let someone more competent do the job. Someone with more considerable skills. Someone with more experience, somebody with more expertise. I'm talking about Jahangir.
Thank you.
As Professor Banai would say, the canoe ride is pleasant when the paddler is skilled, huh?
Yes, I agree that the paddler needs to be skilled.
Honestly, I just wanted to give other people the opportunity to contribute. But it didn't work out, you know? Now, if everyone feels like it's best for me to take over again, I'll be happy to do so.
Well, actually, I think that the problem that you had with me was the expenses. Because naturally, when you do more work in the building, you'll have more expenses.
Well, if you think our problem is the expenses, then I suggest we put that to a vote, too.
I don't think any of us have ever been unwilling to pay the expenses. Huh? Have we?
Actually, I think the only problem that men have is money.
No, Satare. The only problem hasn't been the money at all. But there have been other problems as well.
All the other problems have been caused by the men. You know that.
If I may, I'd like to give my opinion as well. I think someone much more competent should become the building manager, and I would suggest someone like Omid or Jangir. This way, the women can have more time to do housework.
What I really think is that you should keep your opinion to yourself.
I could do that.
No. We have to let everyone give their opinion on the matter. But I do think we need to make some basic changes around here.
In any case, I'm ready to take over again. However, I do have one condition this time.
Before you tell us your condition, let me tell everyone who I think should become the manager.
Go ahead.
I think we should all give a chance to Miss Farangis. She should become the building manager. I think she'll be able to handle the responsibility.
You mean to say that my daddy won't be boss?
Oh my, oh my. You must be kidding.
Remember, you promised me. Well, what do you think?
Excuse me, I really think you should reconsider what you just said, because it's to everyone's benefit if you change your opinion.
What?
Didn't I say it's best if he keeps his opinions to himself?
Oh, my head is bursting. They talked so much. There was so much difference of opinion. All this debate over a small building. What will these people do if they ever have to manage a country?
A great idea. Women should also run the country.
Is that right?
Of course.
As Professor Banai would say, a wise horseman would never allow a woman to ride his personal horse. Now, do you understand what I'm saying here? Nod your head.
Yes.
I'm glad the woman lost out. You do make lousy managers.
You seem to be ignoring the fact that once again a woman was selected for the job.
But this time the men agreed.
You had no choice.
Of course I did. The only reason I decided to defend and vote for a woman was so I wouldn't have to hear you nag all the time while I was at home over here, and that's God's truth.
Well, yes. I like how you treat me. I like men who know how to treat a woman.
Is that really so? I wonder if you would say the same thing if I didn't agree with you.
No.
You're
smart enough to know you should always agree with me.
May God have mercy on me.
May God have mercy on me, not you.
Forget about us. Did you see Reza? He was sitting there staring like in this disbelief. I really do want to see his face tomorrow. Imagine his mother instructing him to do army drills.
You made a mistake, mother. From tomorrow, they're going to put a few coins in your hand and expect you to turn this place into a palace. Admit you made a mistake, mother.
But I didn't want to do it, son. Ferdows insisted. And besides, darling, everyone voted for me.
That's it. They knew you were naive enough to accept. And that's why they voted for you. Responsibility is difficult, Mother, and this job has lots of it. It's no walk in the park. Don't you think that we have enough to do? Why should we have to do other people's work? Do you even think you can handle it?
Of course I can handle it, my love. I visited my old office. Do you know they hired 5 people, and each had their very own computer? just so they can do the work I used to do alone. Being building manager is easy.
But Mother, please understand. Being a good manager is not about working the most. You need to have people skills. You need a strategy. You need techniques and tactics. You need to know how to counter strike.
This place isn't a battlefield. Why would I need to strike? The things you say. You're crazy.
Well, it's not much different. I feel like a soldier in this house. You'll turn this building into a military base. I mean, I can picture you standing by the door, yelling at everyone to take their shoes off. Why are you carrying mud into the house? Clean up the mess you made. You'll probably even have everyone mopping up the entire staircase. Sheesh. I'm sure you'll even impose a curfew at 9 and wake everyone up at 3.
Oh, I see where this is going. You're only worried about yourself. And, by the way, Reza, where's your friend, Sarush? Tell me. He has such lovely handwriting. I want him to write something so I can put them up in the notice board that I'm creating.
Thank God that leech is far away in London.
Good for him, good for him. Oh, yeah. He's become independent. I just hope he doesn't get lost in England. Son, do you think you can type them using the computer?
I'm tired right now. I want to go to sleep. I'll try and do it tomorrow, okay?
Oh, Reza, get up. Get up and pick up your socks. The whole place is gonna reek of your socks. Wash them before you go to sleep.
See, I told you, now that you're the manager, you'll start ordering me around.
Yes, Commander. As you wish. Left, right, left, right.
Be
left,
quiet!
Right, left,
Abe is
right,
asleeping. Left, stop
right,
stomping
left,
your feet.
Right, left,
what's
right,
wrong with
left,
you?
Right, left, right.